Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, and I'm experiencing a little post-show stress right now because of
PSS.
Because Jody,
I think insurance covers that. Yeah,
Jody was talking about her MRI, which has been scheduled.
Two of them.
One on the neck, one on the head.
We'll see. Pain in my neck and the brain.
Yeah, and it's. And we hope they don't find anything.
I know you're loving that, Sam.
You mean anything wrong.
Right, anything wrong. Okay. That's what I mean. Yes.
The doctor even told me that. He says, let's schedule this, but I don't think we're going to find anything. And I'm like, I know, I'm worried about that. But he wants to rule it out so that he can change my medicine. Yeah.
Look, I love how calm that you are about it, because I'm so insanely claustrophobic that I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know you said on the show this morning, Jody, it doesn't matter to you whether I go or not.
No, I'm okay to go by myself if you want to go with me.
I just like to be there for you. But the thing is, I know that you went for me because I was just kind of out of my mind. But
look, you were so nervous about that MRI, and rightly so, because you're claustrophobic. I knew I needed to go to help, to talk to you, and I did. And I think I remember asking the nurse if I could go, you know, hold your hand, and I think the answer was no.
Right.
And take off your bracelet, ma'am. I remember hearing that, and I was like, oh, what?
Yeah, I think you came in there while they were getting me settled. And Sam, just so that you know, when they were looking at my neck, this was not the ideal situation, because they really don't want you to sit up. You can do what they call a stand up, and that's what they did. But you typically aren't as still when it's done that way.
I'm never still.
And you know, and the combination of being flat on my back, completely encircled in metal, and then strapped into place.
Oh my God!
Well, not really strapped.
He was panicking before he even started.
That's what's running through your head.
Right, but your head is But your head is put into place. You know, is stabilized so that you don't move for the pictures.
Yeah.
And so it was okay, but I still had a thing, because I'm far enough into the MRI unit that it's still a problem. So where I was going with but they did give me Valium, which helped, but I don't think it was enough. And that's really where I was going again. And I hope that I'm not so claustrophobic that watching you in the MRI also means I need a Valium.
Yeah. You know what? You probably will be. I bet your prom sweat or something.
So,
do I need a Valium? All I want to do is lay down.
No. I mean, me watching you go in there is the, you know.
I guarantee you.
Then don't go.
I guarantee you his palms will be sweating watching
you. I'm sure I'll be fine.
The only thing that's going to make me feel weird is being watched.
Yeah, I won't project myself into that, even though that does sound funny. But
you don't have to go with me. I promise you.
That's not why I'm bringing it up. I just bring it up because I admire the fact that you can do that. I remember my dad. I mean, you know, before my dad passed, and they were doing, I guess they did an MRI to find, because he had the cancer that he had, it spread to a spot on his brain. But he had it was no big deal for him. I'm like, I'm claustrophobic. He says, he says, I'm just going to close my eyes and relax. Mm. He likes the sound of the white noise, you know, the magnet makes so much noise.
It'll be like a nap for me, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this. I know you're claustrophobic. You're not alone. A lot of people are. I like small spaces. I feel safe in them.
Yeah.
Why huge, big spaces, not as much. I don't enjoy being in the ocean. You know that.
Do you like weighted blankets?
No, not so much.
Yeah. See, I don't either.
So
for that same reason. It's like, that's a little too much.
I can take them or leave them. But yeah.
When did this start? Has been with you your whole life?
Oh, yeah,
or was there an incident where you were trapped in an elevator?
No. This is something I was completely born with. I had no traumatic event other than the occasional person sitting on me when I was a kid, you know. but there wasn't really anything crazy traumatic about that. I think it's just me. I don't like anything close to my face at all. And that goes for anything, even if it's not an MRI. What was the thing they had me do, Jody, a couple of years ago? I don't even remember now what it was. Oh, I remember what it was. It is a different kind of magnetic imaging something. They call it a nuclear test or something like that, when they're checking your heart.
You mean nuclear?
Right. Not like we hear about in the news right now. Not that kind of nuclear test. You know, this is just one of those where I guess they're checking your arteries and all that kind of stuff, and that thing moves across you, kind of like in a circle around you. It's not touching, but it comes fairly close, you know, which is... What?
I'm just, it's so funny the way you describe this.
But it gets too close. It winds up being like 2 inches from your face, and I just cannot deal with that.
Okay, I don't want to hear any more about this because now I don't want you to convince me that I should be worried.
I want to see what this is like. I've never done an MRI.
You want to come and hang out with him and make sure
I only want to do it when I have
his emotional support person, since he's there as my emotional support person.
Now I feel bad. I'm not trying to scare you at all. I'm just saying
that, because I like small spaces. I like the idea of quiet in the afternoon and lying completely still. Sounds great.
Okay.
You know, except that I'm doing back to back. So I guess I'll have to move. They'll switch me to a different machine maybe for neck. And I don't know. This is my first MRI as well.
So does Murphy get to sit in the room at least with you?
Probably. Or? I was in the room with his for his sitting up MRI.
Did you talk to him?
No, you can't hear. It's loud.
It's so loud.
Need your brain waves without somebody interfering.
Well, they give you a pair of headphones, honestly, so that you can...
Oh, good.
Well, so you can choose to listen to music if you want to or whatever, and that's how the tech talks to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Breaker. Can you hear me out there on the table? Come in.
And then you also get a little button, you know, with a buzzer if you need you need to come out.
You hit that button.
A panic few button.
Times. A few times you exactly. did.
Does he call it the panic button?
No, but no, Murphy did.
I don't think they don't even want to use that term around you, right?
Listen,
exactly. You know,
I'm going to tell you the only thing.
If you need anything from me or need to talk to me, just push the button.
That's nice.
That's all. They keep it simple. You know,
that's really nice.
Very serene.
I the only thing I'm a little concerned about is that I did get the call from the doctor's office yesterday for the price of this. Because all my deductible hasn't been, you know, and insurance only pays a certain percentage. So I need to talk to you about what this is going to cost us to look at my neck and brain and see if there's anything there.
Now I'm starting to panic in a different way.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.